This shiur is Daf Hey, and we will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah that the Kaira is not allowed to be higher than 20 Amos. If it is higher, you have to do one of two things. Either lower the Kaira or elevate the floor below the Kaira. And the Gemara will discuss this issue about elevating the floor. Says the Gemara, Haya Gavaya Me'esrim Amma, if the Kaira was above 20 Amos, or Bala Matai, and one wants to reduce the height by building a platform or somehow elevating the floor, Kamamat, how much must he reduce? How high should the ground be built up? Ask the Gemara, Kamamat, how much should he reduce it? Kam de tzorchle, as much as he needs. If it's 25 amos, he has to build up the floor 5 amos. If it's 30 amos, he has to build it up 10 amos. What's the question? Says the Gemara, the question is, El rochva bekama. How deep into the Mavi does he have to build the elevation? Reb Yosef Omer Tefach, he has to build it a Tefach into this Mavi. And Abai Omer Arba, and Abai says he has to build it 4 Tefachim into the Mavi. So before we begin to understand the Gemara explanation of the Machlokes of Abaya and Rabbi Yosef, we have to understand what is the halachic concept behind a Kaira. So the Gemara, we will have many times in Masechet Mitzvot Hashem, explains that a Kaira works in one of two ways. Either Kaira Mishum Mechitza, that when you have a Kaira at the entrance of the Mavui, halachically it's viewed as if a wall comes down and you create a wall. Another approach is that Kaira is Mishum Heker, something that we already saw, that the point of the Kaira is to be a Heker, it's to remind the person that here you have a Kaira, and that Mavi is a separate and distinct area from the Rishus HaRabim, which is next to it. Explains the Gemara that in the first way Rashi explains, in the first explanation of Rabbi Yosef and Abayi's Machlokes, everybody will agree that Kaira Mishum Mechitza, that what the Kaira accomplishes is it builds a wall. And Lame Bahakamifki, what is the Machlokes? The Mandama Tefach, the Mandama that says you only have to elevate at the area of a Tefach into the Mavui, Ksava Mutal Shtamish Tachsa Kaira. The question is, when we say that the Kaira is as if a wall comes down, is it in the front of this Kaira, in front of this beam, or in the back of the beam? The Mandama that says the Gemara, that you only need to build a tefach, will hold that the wall is in front of the beam, in front of the Kaira. So I am allowed to stand on top of the elevated area already, because that's already behind the front of the beam. Since I'm allowed to stand in that area, when I stand in that area, I'll see the Kaira on top of me, which is within 20 amos of where I'm standing, and the Kaira will have done what it has to do. The man, the Amma that says it has to be Arba Tefachim, says that you're not allowed to stand or carry under the Kaira, because the imaginary wall which is being built at the back of the Kaira. So under the Kaira, you're not standing. So you're standing behind the Kaira, so even though the Kaira is only a Tefach, you have to have area built in to the Mavui to be standing on an area which is lower than 20 Amos. Now, the obvious question, what are we saying? We're saying that we need you to be standing on an area that's within 20 Amos of the Kaira, so you should see the Kaira. But didn't we just explain, asked the Marsha, that the Gemara now is saying that everybody holds that what the Kaira accomplishes is Mechitza, not Heker. So what are we so concerned about being able to see the Kaira? The Kaira is not to serve as a Heker. The Kaira is to serve as a Mechitza. Explains the Marsha that that even if we hold that the concept of Kaira is because of Mechitza, there is still a requirement of Heker. And since there's still a requirement of Heker, we need that where you're standing, you should have a Heker. Now there's one more question. Fine. According to the Manda Amr, that says that the wall is only built in the back of the Kaira. So if I'd be standing on the Tefach directly below the Kaira, I won't be standing there because I can't carry there anyway. So why do I have to go 4 Tefachim in? The Kaira is a Tefach deep. Let's say that the area that has to be built into the Mavi, that has to be elevated into the Mavi, is 2 Tefachim. So the first Tefach I taka don't stand on because the Kaira is above it and the wall is only built behind the Kaira. But in the second Tefach I'm already standing because it's already behind this new imaginary wall, and that should be enough. Why do we have to extend it all the way to 4 Tefachim? So Mefarshim explained that once the Chazal have certain figures that we always use, certain dimensions we always use in Halacha. 1 Tefach is a Halachic dimension. 4 Tefachim is a Halachic dimension. Once it can't be 1 Tefach, because as we're explaining, the first Tefach is directly under the Kaira, and the imaginary wall is only built behind the Kaira, so Chazal extended it to the next Halachic number, which is 4 Tefachim. So into the Gemara, the Mandomit Tefach, the Mandomit says that you only have to elevate 1 Tefach into the Mavi. You can carry directly under the Kaira. Because the wall that's being built, the halachic wall that's being built, is in front of the Kaira. Since that wall is being built in front of the Kaira, I could stand there and I'll see what's on top of me. A mandam arba, but the mandam that says you have to build 4 tefachim deep. Ksav osla shtam shtach tekaira, directly under the tefach kaira you can't carry. You only can begin carrying behind the kaira because the wall that's being built, the halachic wall that's being built, is only behind the kaira. So we want you to stand behind it. Loi, says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the understanding of the machlekes. The kulam kasavri mutla shtam shtach tekaira. Everybody will agree that you could carry directly under the Kaira. What is the machlokes? B'hakamufki. The machlokes is mass of a Kaira Mishum Heker. Rabbi Yosef holds that the point of the Kaira is to serve as a Heker, as a reminder. So as soon as you have less than 20 Amis in any one spat, you have your Heker. Or mass of a Kaira Mishum Chitza. Abaya holds that the point of the Kaira is to serve as a partition, and a partition is legally significant only when it sets off an area that is at least 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim, and therefore you need that the Mavi should be elevated for an area of at least 4 Tefachim in order for this halachic mechanism of the Kaira being built down to be effected. Vibay Sema, another way of explaining the Gemara. Kaira Mishum Heker. Everybody agrees the Kaira is because of Heker. But before we go further, there's a great kasha the Karen Oyer asks. The Karen Oyer asks, earlier in the Masechta we learned that our Masra works. That even though the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to build a Kaira, you're not allowed to have a Kaira above 20 Tefachim, 20 Amis, I'm sorry, that you're not allowed to have a Kaira above 20 Amis, still the Gemara said that if there are ornamentations around the Kaira, that draws attention to the Kaira, and it could be higher than 20 Amis. Ask the Karen Ira, if we're saying now that according to the Manda Omer that Kaira worked because of Mechitza, it has to be an area of less than 20 Amis, because the halachic Mechitza cannot be built more than 20 Amis, so what does the Masra help me? If even that won't help me, it's still above 20 Amis, and the Halacha can't pull down the Kaira, can't pull down the wall more than 20 Amis. The Karen Oyer attempts to say that just like we said that a Masra will work when the opening is wider than 10 Amis, it should work when it's higher than 20 Amis. But he doesn't explain why it works when it's wider than 10 Amis also, which we discussed may not be true. Vibayisema, another way of explaining the Gemara, the kulam makayr mishum hekar. Everybody's going to agree that the point of a kayr is because of a hekar. V'hocha b'hekar shalmata k'hekar shalmala k'mufki. Here the machlokes is the hekar on the bottom in the same like the hekar on top. That means, on the top, as we've said many times, everybody agrees that you only need a kayr that's a tefach wide. The question, and that will be enough of a reminder for everybody standing in the mavi. The question is, will that be enough also on the floor? The Masover, Rabbi Yosef holds, Hekka Shemata, Hekka Shemala. Just like on the top, it's adequate if the kayr is a tefach. On the bottom, it's adequate for an elevation of a tefach. A Masover, Abaye will hold, Lo Yamrin, Hekka Shemata, Hekka Shemala. On the top, a tefach is enough. On the bottom, you will need more. So the Goyin Yaakov explains why is there a difference between the bottom and the top. So he explains very nice. On the top, wherever you stand, you could see it. Because if it's within 20 amos, you just stand anywhere and you'll see it. But on the bottom, only the person standing on top of the elevated area is within 20 amos and can see the Cairo. The person that's not on the elevated area won't be able to see it, because we're saying that anything that's above 20 amos is not visible. So we want to give him, says Abaye, a decent amount of area to stand on to see it. What is a decent amount of area to stand on to see it? 4 tfachim. Vibayisem dekulam hekel shamata kekel shamala. Truthfully, it should be enough that the top and the bottom should be a tefach. If it's enough a tefach on top, it should be enough a tefach on the bottom. Here the question is that we're concerned that if you're only going to build a platform of one tefach, which is the minimum, if part of that one tefach falls away, you won't even have the tefach. So again, so why do we have to build 4 tefachim? Because like we explained many times, Chazal use specific numbers. One tefach is a number Chazal uses. 4 tefachim are a number Chazal use. So since one tefach is not enough, because we're concerned that it may be diminished, I had to go to 4 tefachim. Explains the Gemara. V'hocha v'gzera shem yifchach k'mifki, that's our concern. So there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef is a Rishon. He says, if this is the entire concern of the Gemara, the concern will only be relevant when I built the elevation, when I built the platform out of earth. So by earth, it could get diminished, and I may not have enough earth left. But says Rabbeinu Yosef, let's say I built it out of stone, then everybody will say one tefach is enough. Because Rabbeinu Yosef says everybody is really agreeing that one tefach is enough. The only reason Abaye said to make more is because Shema Yifchais. So he says, when is there a concern of Shema Yifchais? That's only when it's a earth platform. But when it's a stone platform, I don't have to be worried about Shema Yifchais. The Tzlach says another Chiddush. The Tzlach says, what's going to be the halacha? Yes, according to Abaye, I built a 4 tefach elevation, because as Chazal told us, I'm concerned Shema Yifchais. But after I built the 4 tefach elevation, part of it fell away, and I'm down left to 3 tefachim. What will be the halacha? So the Tzlach says, perhaps, even Abaye will agree that it's fine. Because Abaye is agreeing conceptually, says the Tzlach, according to this Pshat of the Gemara, that one tefach is enough. Why do you tell us to make 4 tefachim? Only because Shema Yifchais. But as long as it's, let's say, 3 tefachim, I'm not down to 1 tefach, and it should be fine. Continues the Gemara. We also learned that if the mavui, if the kayr is within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's also not good. It has to be above 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, how yipachs ma'asar tefachim? If the kayr is within 10 tefachim of the ground, v'chakbar l'shlima l'asar, so you want to dig into the mavui to get the 10 tefachim, Kama chaykik, how much do you have to dig? Again, says the Gemara, kama chaykik, how much do you have to dig? Kama tzorchlo. If it's 8, you have to dig 2 tfachim. If it's 7, you have to dig 3 tfachim. What's the question? Says the Gemara, elam mishchay bekama. How deep into the mavui does the excavated area have to go? Rabbi Yosef Amar b'dalet. Rabbi Yosef says dalet tfachim. Abaye says arba amas. So Rashi points out a difference of terminology that has which has relevance to the entire understanding of this piece of Gemara. Rashi says, look at the Lashon HaGemara, he says. Here the Gemara uses the Lashon of Mishchoi, and at the beginning of our Shia today, when we spoke about the height, the Gemara used the Lashon when we want to know how deep you have to build the platform, Rochvoi. Why doesn't the Gemara use the same terminology when it talks about what, how deep we have to go into the Cairo when we're either building up or digging down? So Rashi and all the Rishonim explain that there's a fundamental difference between a Mavi who the Kaira is above 20 Amos and a Mavi where the Kaira, where the walls are below 10 Tfachim and the Kaira therefore is below 10 Tfachim. A Mavi that has a Kaira above 20 Amos is 100% a fine Mavi. There's a technical difficulty that the Kaira is too high. So it can't work as a mechitza, it can't work as a hecker, all the pshatim with the Gemara just explained. But the mavi is a fine mavi. Here where the mavi is less than 10 tefachim deep, the mavi is not a mavi. And since the mavi is not a mavi, you have to create it into being a mavi. So we use a different terminology. Here we use the terminology of rochvai, before we use the terminology of mashchai. And that's why we could understand why even Rabbi Yosef, who said before that one tefach platform is enough, here he'll say you need 4 tefachim. And Abayu, who said before you need 4 tefachim, says here you need 4 amos. Why is there a difference? Because here you're creating a mavui. When you're creating a mavui, you need more than when you're just correcting a defected kaira. Now, there's a very important question. The Gemara talks about we have the slow mavui, and we're building in, we're digging in, and the Gemara is discussing how deep do we have to dig in into the length, into the depth of the mavi. What about the width of the mavi? How much do we have to dig in the width? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that we have to dig the whole opening. That our discussion is only into the depths, but we have to dig the whole opening. And moreover, let's say the opening will be 5 amos wide, then the halacha will be, those Rishonim say, they will have to dig more than 4 amos, we'll always have to dig deeper than the width we dug, because we're going to learn a Gemara soon, that one of the characteristics halacha requires of a mavi is that it should be longer than wider. But other Rishonim say that there is no requirement to dig maybe 4 tefachim or maybe not at all, because they say that once we have an area that is dug into the mavui for tefachim, for amos, whatever the shita we're going to follow, then the rest of the area within those walls become also auxiliary to that dug out area, and all are considered a halachically valid mavui. So the Gemara said, we have a machloikis, when we're digging in to create walls of 10 tefachim, how much do we have to dig in? 4 tefachim or 4 amos? Says the Gemara, leim v'derev ami ravasi kamiflegi. Perhaps the machloikis here evolves around a halacha Rav Ami and Ravasi said. Ditma, mavi shenitra nifret mitzidoi klapi roisha. A mavi, which was adjusted at a kaira, at its entranceway, which the side right by the entrance was breached. One of the Mavi side walls were breached near the Kaira. It in Mishmeder of Amir Ravasi, Im Yesh Sham Pas Dalad, if there's a board between the Kaira and the breach that is 4 tefachim wide, Mata Bepir Tzad Eser, then even if the breach is up to 10 Amis, since I have that Pas Dalad, I have that board which is 4 tefachim wide, this is still considered a mavi in which I may carry. Bimlav, but if you don't have a board of four tfachim next to the kaira, pachs mishloi shemater, if the breach is less than three tfachim, I could carry in that mavi. Shloisha, but if the mavi breach is larger than three tfachim, ain't a matter, the kaira will not help you carry in this mavi. So, the Rashba explains this Gemara like this. He says, Rashi tells us that what is the problem when you have a breach on the side? When you have a breach on the side wall, people will now use the side wall as the entranceway to the mavi, rather than using the front entranceway to the mavi, and therefore the kaira that you did, that you put to correct the entranceway, will be meaningless, because that's not the entranceway. You have a new entranceway on the side. But, explains the Rashba, says the Gemara, if you have an area next to the entranceway of the smavui that has four tfachim wall, or it's less than three tfachim of a breach, so that's not considered a halachic breach because I say loved, then the front kaira, front entranceway kaira, is working for an area that's dalat tfachim. And since it's working for an area that's dalat tfachim, it means it's working for a mavui. So this kaira worked for a mavui. Once it worked for a mavui, it's a kosher mavui, and it doesn't bother me what kind of breaches exist further back on that side wall. So it seems that what is already considered a mavui for tfachim, so which is exactly what Rabbi Yosef said. So the Gemara wants to say, Rabbi Yosef is Lei Rav Ami. Obviously, Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rav Ami's psak, and Rabbi is Lei Rav Ami. And Rabbi won't agree with Rav Ami that four tfachim, as long as the kaira is covering an area that has a wall of four tfachim, it's enough. Because according to him, a mavi is not enough when it's four tfachim. Amar Chabai, so Chabai could tell you that he actually does agree with Rav Ami. However, Hashem Sof mavi. In Rav Ami's case, where the mavi side was breached, we're dealing with an end of mavi. The larger mavi was fully adjusted before its side wall was breached. So therefore, the permitted status this mavi received remains if the kaira stands at an entranceway of only of a four tfachim mavi. Hacha, but as we're explaining in this whole piece of Gemara, we're creating a mavi. Tchilas mavui, we're creating a mavui. To create a mavui, iika arba amis in, you have to have four amis. Eloi, if you don't have four amis, loy, you can't create a mavui. Amar Abaya. So Abaya backs up his psak that to create a mavui, you need four amis. Mano amilin lo, from where do I notice? The Tanya, a mavui nita belech v'kairi. A mavui is not considered a halachic mavui unless unless there are houses, two houses that open to a courtyard, and two courtyards, two chatzeris opening up to this mavi. Now, if a mavi can only be four tefachim deep, as Rabbi Yosef paskind, how will we ever find that a mavi so shallow could have two chatzeris opening up to it? The opening of a chatzar, explains Rashi, has to be at least four tfachim. To be considered a mavui, you have to have a wall. But if the whole side is opening, because you have to have an area for the chatzar to move into the mavui, this will never be a mavui. Because the opening of the chatzar takes up your whole mavui, and a mavui, by definition, as we've been saying, has walls on the side. Where are the walls on the side? It's all taken up by the fourth tefachim open entrance to the chatzar, the entrance from the chatzar to the mavui. And like the Chazon Ish explains, even though normally a door does not have to be fourth tefachim wide, v'harayi, he says, that you don't have to have a door fourth tefachim to put up a mezuzah, but a door which serves as a transfer point from a chatzar, from one area to a mavi, another area, always has to be four tefachim. So if the opening is four tefachim and the mavi only has to be four tefachim, how does it work? V'chi taima. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. The pasul loy b'doifin am tzoy. the opening is not on the on the line, on the wall between the Chatzeris and the Mavui. You'll have the Mavui all the way in the front, and you'll have a very wide but shallow Mavui. So you'll have shallow walls on the side of only four Tfachim. Where will there be openings to get from the Chatzer into the Mavui? On the back wall, which is much wider than Dalat Tfachim, on that back wall I'll have two doors, and those two doors will be the entrance place. They could be Dalat Tfachim wide, and they'll be the entrance points from the Chatzer to the Mavui. Says the Gemara, that won't work. V'am Rav Nachman Naktinan, we have a halacha. What kind of mavi does a lechi in kaira work on? Only when the length is greater than the width. But in the mavi we just described, and you also have the batu chatzeres pesuchim asoicha, like we explained before. But the mavi we just described, it's wider than longer. That isn't a mavi, and that at all the halachas we're talking about will work on. And the Beis Meir explains, why does a Mavi have to be longer and wider? It's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Dolvosh said, because that's the way Mavis are. The characteristics of a Mavi are longer than wider. The Maral says a beautiful pshat. He says, if you're going to have a Mavi that's wider than longer, and the Mavi, as we explained many times, is right next to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it'll be so similar to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it won't be considered distinct enough from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that the halachas that we've been speaking about, that a lechi or a kaira at the entranceway should be enough. And that's why a mavi that's wider than longer will not be acceptable. Says Reb Yosef. So that's a bias proof that you can't have a mavi that's only four tefachim deep. Says the Gemara of Yosef, says, I can't have such a mavi. It's going to be talking about the Karen Zavis, that the entrances from the Chetzeris to the mavi go at a diagonal. So the way Rashi explains it as follows. We'll have not all four tefachim of the entrance along the sides, because then, and there are pictures in the Rashi in our Gemara, because then we have the problem we had before. Then you have no wall. You'll only have opening, and that's not a mavi. A mavi, by definition, has to have some wall. You'll have one tefach in the back and three tefachim on the side of opening, and then you'll be left with one tefach of wall. So since you have some wall, it's already considered a mavi. You have some wall on the side, and you still have a four tefach opening because you have three on the side and one in the back. So you're able to have both. So Abaye brings another proof to his psak that Dalet Amis is the minimum mavi. Amar Abaye Menon Mila. Domer Rami Bechama Amar Avhuna. Lechi Haboilet Medoif Nesham Mavi. As we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, another way that you should be, that you're allowed to carry in the mavi is you build a lechi. So you have a lechi that protrudes from the mavi wall into the entranceway. Pachas mi Arba Amis. If it's less than Dalet Amis, neither Mishim Lechi. It always is considered a halachic lechi, and you find vein tzarich lechi achlat, here you have no other requirements. Dalet Amis, however, if the lechi protrudes four amis or more into the entranceway, then nidna mishamavui. It has to have a halach of a it has a din of a mavui. It's only considered a wall of the mavui. It's not considered a lechi, and therefore tzarich lechi achlat, here you have to build another lechi. Now, what do you see from here? Since Rav Huna says that a lechi of four amis is considered a wall of the mavi in its own right, we see apparently that four amis is the minimum size of a mavi. So Taisus explains the Gemara, this is Taisus on Amid Beis, that since four amis is the length of a mavi, nobody can see that the lechi is there to adjust the entrance way. And that's why you have to build another lechi. As Taisus, this is understandable if we say that the purpose of a lechi, as we said the purpose of a kaira, might be to serve as a reminder. Such a lechi that looks like a wall doesn't serve as a reminder. But what about according to the man, the Amad Alechi Mishum Mechitza? That the point of Alechi is to create a Mechitza. So what's the difference if it's noticeable or not, asked Taisvis? It's anyway building this wall, and we say that the Lechi should be, why isn't the Lechi good if it's bigger than Dalai Ramas? So Taisvis explains, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, even according to the man, the Amar, that says that Mishum Mechitza, that the point of a lechi or a kaira is to be a mechitza, you still need a heker. And here, where it's four amis, it's lacking in the heker, and therefore, it's not acceptable. And it's very interesting. The Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha that Rav Huna says. And all the mefarshi Rambam try to understand, this is a halacha that nobody in Al Gemara argues on. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it down? But according to the explanation we just said, it's beautiful. The Rambam holds that the point of a lechi is a mechitza. Only a mechitza. If you hold, and that there's no heker requirement in a mechitza. So the Rambam's very good. If you have a lechi of Dalet Amis, as a mechitza it's perfectly fine. The only concern is because of a heker. But there is no need for heker, according to the Rambam, because the only point is mechitza. It's Tosfos and Rashi who are teaching us this new concept that even a mechitza, even if you hold that the lechi or kaira work because of mechitza, you also still have to have a heker aspect. Now Rashi says one more interesting point. Rashi says that when is there a problem when you have such a large lechi? If it was not built specifically as a lechi. But if it was built specifically as a lechi, then no matter how big it is, it's fine. And in fact, as a machlokes rishonim, what's going to be the halacha that it was not built specifically as a lechi, but before Shabbos you wanted to serve as a lechi, and you go and you verbally say, I want this to serve as a lechi. Will that be enough? Because now I verbally said it's a lechi, so it's like I built it as a lechi. Or, since it wasn't built as a lechi, verbal designation, says the Bach, would not be enough. You have to actually build it. But if certainly if you built it l'shem lechi, says Rashi, and most Rishonim agree with Rashi, that would be fine. Rav Yosi, so how does Rav Yosi explain? Here you see that a lechi is four amos. So Rav Yosef says, "Lef fuki mitaris lechi, to remove a board from having the status of a lechi, vir alochi is adika abamis. You have to have abamis, otherwise it's still considered a lechi. Lemehevi mavi, but to create a mavi, I feel baba tfochim, now me have a mavi. That isn't a contradiction to what I said." So Gemara now deals with this halacha Rav Huna said. It gufa. Amar Rami bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi haboilet medoif neshamavi, a lechi that protrudes from the mavi wall into the entranceway, pachas me'abamis, if it protrudes less than dalramis, neither mishum lechi, it's still judged as a lechi, vein tzarch lechach latira, you don't need any other lechi, dalramis, but if this lechi is dalramis, neither mishum mavi, now it's considered just part of the wall of the mavi, v'tzarch lechi achalatiroi, and you need another lechi here to be able to carry in this mavi. Ask the Gemara, oysa lechin hechim amidoi, where do you put this new lechi? Idem mukila bahadei, if you're just going to attach it to the already existing dalar amas lechi, which we're saying is not a good lechi, so all you're doing is sufi to come a seifala. You're just adding to the not good lechi, and you haven't accomplished anything. Ask this Fasemis an obvious question. We just explained, according to Rashi, that if you build anything specifically as a lechi, that I don't care how big it is, it's always going to be a kosher lechi. So this new piece that I'm adding to this pasul lechi, to this four amis lechi, I'm adding specifically to make it into a kosher lechi. Rashi said if I put something up specifically for lechi, it's always fine. So why am I disturbed where I put it? So the Sfas Emes says a beautiful teretz. He says, yes, to create a lechi, as long as I created it l'shem lechi, everything will be fine. But here I already have a pasul lechi, because it was built for Amis, not l'shem lechi. Anything added to it will just become auxiliary to a pasul alechi and won't be able to work. So what do? Amar Papa. So Papa says a simple eitzah. The mukilach li dechisa. Put it on the other side. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Amar. I feel the mukilach b'adei. You could attach it to the existing side, to the existing lechi. What you'll do is the mitfi boy or the meftzi boy. You'll make it either higher or lower, so it'll be noticeable that this new piece of wood that you added is an addition l'shem lechi, and you're putting it on l'shem lechi, and that's why it's fine. Other Rishonim explain you don't have to make it higher or lower. You can make it either thicker or thinner than the existing pasul lechi. Says the Gemara. Amar Funa b'Rei Rav Yeshua loy amaron. This entire discussion that we just had was only said El B'Mavi Shemona, in a case that the Mavi's entrance is only 8 Amos wide. Av B'Mavi Shiva, if the entrance of the Mavi is 7 Amos or less, then Nidin Ba'Omim Meruba El Paretz. Even though the Lechi is a 4 Amos Lechi, it's still going to be fine. Why? Because we're now going to be dealing with a situation where the walled portion of the entranceway exceeds the opening. So therefore, even though the lechi is not a valid lechi, since it's still walling off a majority of the entranceway, no further adjustments are required. Because of the halacha of Oymid Meruba El Paretz, which now we're learning is considered completely closed. How do I know, says the Gemara, that Oymid Meruba El Paretz works? Says the Gemara, V'kavachayim Mechotzer. I learn it from a kavachayim from a chotzer. Or ma'chotzer. The halacha is that a chotzer she'ein in the teres b'lechi v'kayre. You can't just be able to carry in a chotzer if you have a lechi or a kayre. As we're going to learn later in the Masechta, a chotzer entranceway has to have two lechis on both sides of the entranceway, or with a single lechi that is at least 4 tefachim wide. A mavi, as we've been learning from the beginning of Masechta, can have just a small lechi, a thin lechi, or a kayre of a tefach. So we see that the requirements for closing off the fourth side of a chotzer are more stringent than for closing off from a mavi. Still, the halach is by a chotzer niteris ba'ayim meruba al aparetz. If the entranceway is closed off more than it's open, it's okay. You could carry in that chotzer mavi shenite b'lech v'kayra. Mavi where either a lechi or a kayra are adequate, certainly enedin shenite ba'ayim al aparetz. That certainly my memorable parts will work. Now, the Rishonim ask a fundamental question. Why do I have to rely on a Kal V'Chomer to teach me that Oymid Merubal parts will work on this Mavoi where the Lechi closes off most of the opening? We should just say that there's a rule of Oymid Merubal parts. Why do we have to find that? Why do we have to rely on a Kal V'Chomer? So they say like this. The Kal V'Chomer teaches us that the disqualifying effect of public traffic on an opening that is largely wall, which usually is a problem in the case of a Mavi, is suspended in the case of a Mavi's entrance. In other words, what are we saying? What we're saying is, yes, we have a situation of Oymid Meruba El Paretz. But just because you have a situation of Oymid Meruba El Paretz doesn't mean that people can't walk in and out of the part that's not open. That's not closed off, I mean. And if people could easily walk in the part that's open, so what is the difference if the majority is closed? The majority is mauled off. So that's why I have to bring a raya from a chotzer, where there also I have that concern. And even though I still have that concern, the halacha is that it works. So here too, it should work. Ask the Gemara, Mal chotzer, how could you make a kal v'chomer from a chotzer tamavoy by a chotzer shekein pritzosav eser? An enclosure is considered intact even if it has an opening of 10 amos. Tamer b'mavoy, can you say this about a mavoy shepritzosav be'ava, whose enclosure is considered breach if one of the walls has an opening that's only 4 tefachim wide, as we learned on Amar Aleph? Answers the Gemara, Kasava Rahuna Brady of Shua, Mavi Nami Pritzos Vasa. Rahuna Brady of Shua is going to say that the Mavi and the Chatzar have the same din, and that the Loch by Mavi also is that how much is considered a Pirtza, only 10 Amis like by a Chatzar. Ask the Gemara, Laman Kamrinin, this whole halacha that we're having now about the lechi that's so large, who taught us this halacha? Rav Huna. Rav Huna pritzos b'dalet sfirulei. Rav Huna doesn't hold that a pritz is adequate when it is still okay up to 10 amos. He says that a pritz could only be 4 tefachim. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Shua tam b'nafshi kama. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Shua is saying his own opinion. He's going to hold that a pritz by a mavui is also 10 amos, just like by a chotzer. So we don't find any area in halacha where a chotzer is more lenient, is more kuladig than a mavui. So if by a chotzer we say oimed meruba al aparetz, certainly we could say the same by a mavui. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, I'll go a step further. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Shua said that when will the lechi that's dalet amos work if the opening is less than 8 amos? Says Rav Ashi, afilu tam b'mavi shmoina, even if the entrance of the mavi is 8 amos wide, nami lo tzarich lechi, that 4 amos lechi will work. Because mamshach, let's try to understand. E oimid nofish, if the walled portion is in fact greater than the open space, so as we just explained, nitta ba'oimid merubal aparetz, we have a situation of oimid merubal aparetz, and it's fine. If paretz nafish, if the open area is in fact greater, so now you're ending up with a board that's less than dalet amos. Any lechi that's less than dalet amos, neither mishum lechi, is fine. My amret, what are you going to be concerned? The shavur darvayka dodi, that the board and the opening are exactly the same. The board is exactly dalet amos, and the opening is exactly dalet amos. Havle sofik dvareim, it's a sofik by a drabonon, because the whole issue of carrying in a mavi is only drabonon, because midaraisa it's really rishus hayachid. Sofik dvareim lahakel, wherever we're dealing with a deraisa, wherever we're dealing with drabonon, we could be makel. Ask Tosfos, why is this called a sofik? It's something that we can measure. It's not a suffix. We could go and measure it and know exactly. So Taisha says, since measuring to determine exactly what it is a tircha, and by a tircha, since we're dealing with a drabonon, we could make it. Another pshat Taisha says, is that it's a svek sveka. First of all, it's a suffix if it what it is. And is it more or less than dalet amos? And then the shaila is if it's oimid merubal aparetz. So since it's a svek sveka, we again can be makel even in a situation where it could be measured by itself. Because there are two reasons to be makel. Number one, because we have three possibilities, explains Tosfos. One possibility is that it's oimid merubal aparetz. So if it's oimid merubal aparetz, it's fine. Another possibility is that it's less than dalet amos. And if the lechi is less than dalet amos, it's fine. So wherever you have two reasons to be makel, it has the category in halacha of a svek sveka. And if it has the din of a svek sveka, we could be makel.